Seventh Perek of Brachos, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is discussing the halachas of Zimun, which means that if we have three people or more benching together or eating together, then they should have what we call a mezumen afterwards, and which starts off with the introduction of Rabbi Sayin of Erech, Yishem Hashem Mevarech, etc. So the question is, under what circumstances do we make the zimun? So shloisha shavu kechad chayim l'zamen, the minimum amount of people that eat together, we'll see eventually we're going to have three adult males, they are required to make the zimun. Now the mission discusses various types of foods or status of foods. So is one mezamen. So ochel demai, all this list, the Mishnah is going to eventually say that one is mezamen. Now demai is a very big chiddush, because demai is something produce in Eretz Yisrael is bought from an amoris, which in those days the majority of the amoratim took off trumas demaisis. Now today, if one buys from a non-religious person, it's not demai. You can assume that it's tevel, unless you have some type of hechshon, because the majority of non-Jew people do not take off Trumas and Maizis. In those days, the majority of the Amoratim took off Trumas and Maizis, but since there was a certain percentage that did not, the Chachomim required one to take off Maizis, and something that was bought from the Amoratim is called the Mai. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is that if a person ate the Mai, then he can't be Mezamen. Now the question is, the Chol is something which is also to eat. How could one make a bracha on something which is also to eat? So the truth is that there's a big discussion in the Rishonim about making brachas on something which is also. The Chazon Ish understood that everybody agrees that a bracha before you eat it, you definitely cannot make on something which is also, because it's also to eat. How do you thank Hashem for this food which is also to eat? And Zemela, even in this case of Tamai, the discussion of the Mishnah is somebody already ate it. It's a la'acha ma'isa. And the mai is a weak issa de rabbanon. It says that poor people are allowed to eat the mai, and in other circumstances the person might eat the mai. La'achal mai says that he ate the mai, since it's a weak issa de rabbanon, can he be mezamen? And that the Mishnah says he can be mezamen. Halacha l'maisa, we pass him like this: that a bracha before, if someone for some reason is eating an issa, he's not allowed also to eat it, and also he doesn't make a bracha before him. If he ate it unintentionally, then he can bench afterwards. As far as being part of the zimun, only by this case of the mai can he be part of the zimun, because it's a weaker issa. Kamavan, if a person is eating an issa because of the kuach nefesh, and he has a heter of the halacha to eat this issa, then he makes a bracha. Okay, another example, something maitzer rishon shenitlo trumato. The halacha is when one takes off maitzer, he has to take off trumas maitzer and give it to the kohen. So the Mishnah is telling us that once you took off the Trumas Maiser, this Maiser is edible, and therefore, if one eats it, he can be part of a Zimun. The Gemara says, even in the case where he took off, he did not take off the Truma yet, or in certain circumstances, he could take off the Maiser before the Truma, he will not be Maiser from that. Maiser Sheni Hekdesh Sheniftu, Maiser Sheni, produce grown in Eretz Yisrael. In the first and second and the fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, one has to take off Maitre Shein and bring it to Yerushalayim. If he redeemed the Maitre Shein, or if he had Hektish and he redeemed it, then it's like regular food, he can eat it and take his Mezamen. Even if he redeemed it without paying the extra fifth which you're supposed to add, that's still considered being redeemed, then he can eat the food. Hashana Shofa Gazayis, if you have somebody who is a waiter who is serving them, the shamash was part of the meal, even though he's not sitting down eating with them, but since he would be eating out of the same meal, he's also considered eating together, and mitzvahs. Hakuti was a nation which was Megaya. Initially they had the status of Jews, eventually, because they saw the worship of Avodah Zarah, Chazal negated their gavis, and today, a person who, if we find Hakuti, they could not denied the status of a Jew. The initial Hutim were considered Jews, and therefore, from the Zamanim they can be part of Yizimah. Now, the Mishnah is going to list a whole group of things which are also to eat, Midaraito or to Ikeris in the Rabbanan, and therefore once one ate it, even if you're going to say that if you eat it the shogeg, you can make a birchas hamazon, but you can't be mitzvah the zima. So the zima is only when you had a choshev achila together, they ate together in a respectable and proper fashion. And here this, well, this person ate iser. So the examples of the iser are similar to examples of the heter. The first one is tevel, causes in Eretz Yisrael that the trumas mitzvahs were not taken out of. Maitzi Rishon, shalei nitras from Moso, or the Maitzi Rishon, which the Levi did not give the truma as a tenth of his Maitzi Rishon to the Kohen, which also has the status of Tehel, Maitzi Shein Hektish Shalom Niftu, or the Maitzi Shein out of Yerushalayim, or Hektish, which were not redeemed, and therefore they have a Kedusha that can't be eaten. Hashem Shofa Pochum Kazayis, Hashem Shofa, for that anybody who ate less than Kazayis cannot be Mitzarev to Mizimon, and the Hanokhi, obviously Namju cannot be Mitzarev, and Mizam the Malayim.